Oh, Winston Link spent 5 years of his life and his own money documenting the end of the steam era, taking nighttime photographs of steam locomotives on the N&W Railroad. One of his most remarkable photos was taken on Christmas Eve, 1957. But he wasn't content just to capture the image of the train and the station. He wanted to preserve the sounds as well. Now the steam trains are gone. And earlier this year, Link himself died. Before his passing, he spoke with Patty Butler Spires about the obscure recording. You're listening to the sounds of Christmas from almost half a century ago. It's Rural Retreat, Virginia. The church bells are from Grace Lutheran Church. Usually they just play a recording of bells, but not this night. Photographer O. Winston Link was in town. At first, he was just going to take a photograph, and then he heard the bells. He asked Catherine Dodson, the organist at the church, to play Christmas carols on the church's carillon, a bell tower with chimes that are played on a keyboard. He wanted them played the old-fashioned way, by hand, and he told her exactly what to do.
To start playing at a certain time and to continue playing and not to stop under any condition, until I came down and told it to stop.
Link placed a single microphone in a strategic position to record the train and the church bells 3/4 of a mile away. His 15-year-old nephew, Roy Zider, would keep an eye on the tape recorder. He recalls that night.
I do remember making the recording, and I do remember what the night was like, because it was one of those mysterious, foggy nights, and you could hear for miles. It's a very intimate, mysterious kind of an atmosphere.
Link was a meticulous man. He didn't leave many things to chance. Before the train ever arrived, he had people move their cars and told them to be quiet.
Otherwise, it'll ruin the recording to hear that awful sound screeching of an engine, an automobile engine being started. Not to do slam doors and try to get them to remove all the cars from the area so they don't do it.
Link prepared to take his photo. Zider ran the tape machine. And organist Catherine Dodson sat down to play.
Dr. Huddle heard the train come over the top of the hill, so I started playing Christmas chimes, Christmas bells.
To Link, it was magic.
Those tracks could be winding around through between hills. The sound would drift because there would be hills which would block the sound from the microphone. It's a very risky, nutty thing to try to do. And as it approaches, you hear the crossing gates. There's two sets of crossing gates there. The sound of the train as it approaches, you listen to that train, you can hear that from a long way off.
Rural Retreat wasn't a major stop for the N&W. Less than 1,000 people live there.
That's very small. Hardly anybody got off the train. I don't know if there were many passengers that night or not.
Then you hear the train start off, and then you hear it leave, and you hear the exhaust for quite a long way. I don't know how many miles it was, but it's a long way off.
Link didn't count on luck. He planned every detail. But that night, he admitted catching a break.
We were lucky. I don't often use that word, but we were lucky because there was no wind. And if you notice, the sound varies. You can hear it. If you listen carefully, you hear the sound increase and decrease because that's a shift in the wind. And that's why it makes it so real, because you know, they don't have, it's not a perfect, the sound isn't equal all the way across. Because you got to remember, that train's been coming from maybe 20 miles away, and we've picked up all that sound.
Link was happy with his photo and his recording. After all these years, Mrs. Dodson has only one regret.
I think I missed one note. I played a natural instead of a sharp.
A week later, the last steam train made its run through town. Link was considered something of an oddity. Most locals couldn't understand why he wanted to take photographs or make recordings. Even the woman who played the bells didn't think it was a big deal.
I didn't know too much about Winston Link at the time, He just happened in town that evening, and I just did as he requested, and I didn't feel that I'd done a great deed or anything like that.
Every Christmas Eve, Roy Zider listens to the recording he helped his uncle make. He thinks that sometimes people in the moment of history are least aware of its significance.
There wasn't a soul down there on the railroad saying, hey, this is the last of the steam locomotives, except Winston, honestly. I mean, I don't recall one shred of interest by anybody. And yet now, you know, in retrospect, there's a whole era that's gone, and he was the last person to document it.
A couple of N&W steam locomotives are preserved in museums. The train station in Rural Retreat is still standing, but vacant. Mrs. Dodson, now 88, still plays organ at the church, but the bells heard on the recording no longer work. O. Winston Link died on January 30th of this year. For NPR News, I'm Patty Butler Spires.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered. To learn more about tonight's program, including Queen Elizabeth's portrait and a poetry of Leopold Senghor, go to npr.org and follow the links to Weekend All Things Considered.